The world is watching the state of the race in America, and for our neighbors to the north, you may have seen an amazing piece in The Economist looking at how Canada may have taken over the Lady Liberty role in the world. Liberty moves north, The Economist argues, looking at how the divisive anger of the United States on immigration and nearly everything else seems absent in our neighbors to the north. We spoke with Laura Lynch, a correspondent and host with the CBC in Vancouver, who looks down south at an increasingly fractured and wounded-looking United States.
Hi.
So, what would be the equivalent in Canada of what's going on in the United States? Any thought of that?
Well, it's kind of interesting, John, because the one that comes to mind actually is the Canadian election of a year ago. There was no Trump-like character. I think there cannot be one like that. But in the sense that Canadians felt like they were presented with a pretty stark choice between someone who had been prime minister for a long time and had a, Stephen Harper I'm talking about, and had a fairly rigid way of running the country that some people had come to not like. And so the election of Justin Trudeau as prime minister became a matter for some people of not really so much a vote for him as it was a rejection of Stephen Harper. And as Prime Minister Trudeau said when he came into office, said he was going to embrace, quote unquote, sunny ways. And that has been his mode of operating for the last year or so. It's doing him well. I mean, he's actually got very positive ratings a year in, which is pretty remarkable.
But he's no Trump character. I mean, if you were going to take a high-profile character in Canada and compare him to some of the Trump antics of 2016, you'd have to go to the late mayor of Toronto, right?
I think that might be a closer comparison, although we've got to remember that with Rob Ford, there was drug use and drug abuse and alcohol abuse, so that isn't the same thing at all. I mean, there have been colorful characters in Canadian politics in the past. I can think of a former premier of this province, British Columbia, who changed his name to Amor de Cosmos, a lover of the universe, and did quite well in elections here. So there is no shortage of them. But I really, John, I think we have to agree that Donald Trump running for president is incomparable.
Yes, that's true. And Trudeau has stayed away from this.
He has been pretty resolute. He doesn't want to get involved in the U.S. election. He has said time and again that he will work with whoever is elected.
But not so Kim Campbell, the first female prime minister of Canada. Here's what she had to say about this election and about Donald Trump.
I think he has crossed a threshold, and Americans are going to have to pull that back and say there are some things that it's not okay to say. And it's not okay to say them, not because you can't have freedom of speech. It may be okay to say them in terms of a conversation, but it's not okay for a public figure to say these things and incite people to act on hateful rhetoric.
Would you say that Kim Campbell is reflecting that there is a fundamentally different conversation about genders and sexual predation and aggressive sexual talk in Canada than there is in the United States?
I'm not so sure that she's saying that it's different, but I'm not so sure that conversation is the right word when it comes to what Donald Trump is saying. There certainly have been conversations about these kinds of things in Canada that over the last few years. There has been a lot of talk about sexual harassment cases, high-profile ones, and the way that men behave toward women. But I think she's saying that to have it in the middle of a campaign being spoken of by a candidate for the presidency of the most powerful nation in the world is another thing entirely. And she speaks as a feminist herself and as the only female prime minister that Canada has ever had. So I think she's relying on that credibility to voice her own opinions.
Is Hillary Clinton well-liked in Canada generally?
That's a hard one, John. I'd rather say that I think that she's well-respected in Canada. I think that people would think way back to when she was trying to bring in better health care and look upon that as her trying to perhaps make a more Canadian-style system and admire her for that. And I'm not sure likability comes into it because it's the same as with voters in the United States. She's such a familiar face. She's been around for such a long time that you get to know not only all of her strengths, but also all of her weaknesses. And I think that makes it harder for her to be well-liked in addition to her less than warm public persona. But I don't think that matters to people. I think what people here really focus on is Donald Trump and the things that they don't like about him.
And so clearly there's a preference in Canada.
I have not seen a poll, I will tell you that, but anecdotally, I would suggest yes. And here's a little bit of anecdotal evidence. So I came to work this morning and passed by a building that is all but complete, and that is Vancouver's brand new Trump Tower. It wasn't built by Trump, but the name was licensed, the brand was licensed. But for months now, the Trump name has been literally shrouded. They have had cloths up to block the name so that no one can see it. Now, the builders say that it's no. It's not because they don't want people to see the name. It's because the building's still under construction and they want to prevent it from being damaged. I can't see that there's any construction material that would damage it. Meanwhile, the furniture is in place in the building. It looks like it's ready to open. So that's a bit of anecdotal evidence.
Well, if it's not anecdotal, it's certainly a very interesting metaphor for what's going on south of the border. Laura Lynch, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Laura Lynch is a correspondent and host with the CBC in Vancouver. Tomorrow, we'll check in with Monica Campbell, editor of the Global Nation Desk for PRI's The World in Mexico City.